As Iowans prepare to choose a candidate, one Republican frontrunner campaigns on his business experience.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. The Iowa caucuses are on Tuesday, and the race remains far from settled. New polling shows that Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor, is gaining ground. As part of a series of conversations on our show about the candidates' economic ideas, we're going to talk Romneyonomics with Glenn Johnson. He's politics editor for Boston.com and joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning to you.
So Romney originally worked in the private sector as the head of Bain Capital, the private equity firm. And I wonder how that experience informed his economic views.
A lot of people think about him as a successful businessman, a millionaire many times over. And that's, in fact, what he's basing his campaign on, this second run for the White House. But then, you know, he likes to not just focus on the money that he made, but also the jobs that he helped create in that capacity. So through his work at Bain Capital, he provided venture capital and support for a variety of companies like Staples, the office supply store. A lot of the critics focus on companies like American Pad and Paper, where the companies ended up either going bankrupt or laying off huge numbers of people or both.
And what about in the public sector when he was the governor of Massachusetts? Mm-hmm. What did he accomplish on the economic front there?
Well, but you got to remember at that time, the state was in a mini recession. And so a lot of what you saw was the sort of mechanics of him as a manager. He balanced the budget, tightened up some regulation, loosened some others, and he doesn't talk about as much about how he did increase a number of fees and things like that in the state. And so while he may not have done a direct tax cut, he did do revenue increases while he was governor as well.
Romney does talk a lot about the middle class, but how in touch is he really with the middle class?
Well, I think in a classic sense, a lot of people, you know, could question how in touch he is with the middle class. He's a real dichotomy in that he's a millionaire many times over, but he's also a very frugal person and hates to see money wasted. Whether or not people buy that, people who are riding the bus, who are struggling to make ends meet, you know, that's going to be one of the points of contention should he be the Republican nominee.
Glenn Johnson is politics editor for Boston.com. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can tell us what you think and find conversations about the economic philosophies of other candidates at our website, marketplace.org. Now, let's do the numbers. Markets in Asia are down slightly this morning. In Europe, the markets are inching into positive territory. All eyes on Italy, where the country just borrowed a bunch of money at high interest rates, but not record high rates. The Dow lost nearly 140 points yesterday, finishing at 12,151. The S&P finished yesterday down as well, in now negative territory for the year. Also sliding, the price of gold. It's now at its lowest level since the summer.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Now to New York State, where struggling schools could lose millions of dollars if they miss a deadline this weekend. The schools are required to adopt new systems to evaluate teachers and principals. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
The more than $100 million in federal grants is meant to help turn around chronically underperforming schools.
The underlying holdup is really a culture shift.
That's New York State Education Commissioner John King.
In school districts around the country, evaluation happens rarely, if at all, and isn't particularly rigorous.
Unions are at odds with school officials over how to measure good teaching. That's jeopardizing grants in New York, even as other states look to build new evaluation systems. John Tyler is an economics and education professor at Brown University.
Teacher evaluation is one of the major education reforms. It's really sweeping across the nation at this point.
Such systems are a requirement for states that have won a share of $4.5 billion in federal Race to the Top money. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We've got some juicy bits of fast food news this morning. First, in Japan, where Wendy's has returned to the country after a 2-year absence. They're planning to offer a premium menu, including a burger topped with foie gras. That'll set you back $16. Not appealing? Or maybe you're just not a fast food person. If that's the case, you might want to consider Bolivia, where McDonald's has decided to close up all of its restaurants. For more, we go to Monica Machicao. She's a journalist with Reuters living in Bolivia. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Tell me, why did these McDonald's in Bolivia close?
There are a number of hypotheses. One of those, people prefer local food rather than McDonald's. It's the fact that it's more cheap, and it's really more tasty.
So the local food is actually cheaper than McDonald's fast food?
Absolutely. Local food can even cost a third of a McDonald's.
And why do you think Bolivia is so different from the rest of the world where McDonald's seem to pop up everywhere?
We have the Andes, we have the Amazon, and we can really mixture things from the Andes and the Amazon in one dish, which makes it very different, very tasty, and it's part of our tradition for certain.
Before I let you go, let me ask you one more question, and that is, when is the last time you went to McDonald's?
The last time that I went to McDonald's, it was in the United States.
Monica Machicao from Reuters, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And finally, it's the most wonderful time of the year. For cosmetic surgeons, that is. According to the Wall Street Journal, the end of the year is the busiest time for plastic surgery. One reason, because the time off around the holidays allows people to heal without having to walk around the office with that telltale puffy face. And for procedures covered by insurance, things like weight loss operations, the end of the year can be a good time to take advantage of an already met insurance deductible. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.